The weather this week had me begrudgingly scraping my windshield for the first time this season. Even though I still see my part mermaid neighbor do her daily swim, it is time to admit winter has arrived. Luckily, that means it's the holiday season in our little corner of the world and Half Moon Bay knows how to show up. It was another successful year for the ever-fun Half Moon Bay School Fair held on Friday at the school with 24 vendors, 35 kidpreneurs, and more than 300 attendees. They collected donations on behalf of the Half Moon Bay Shadaloo Community School Association to support the breakfast program. The market this year included family portraits by our very own CBR Photography and several local food vendors. This annual free community event is in its third year and just continues to grow. Thank you to Chantel McCulloch, who put so much time and energy into this event, and the SCCU for their support. I was thrilled to see the impressive light displays out in Eurekaville, and did my own self-guided tour thanks to the information I received from some local Facebook groups. I spoke to Christy Lewis, who with her husband Jason Pigeon, have been putting out an ever-expanding display on Eureka Place. They started with one inflatable in 2019 and have been growing their collection since. Limited not by the Christmas spirit, only by available outlets, she says their goal is to help kids in the neighborhood build core memories of a magical Christmas close to home. The Lauberg Light Show, the Half Moon Bay final boss of Christmas lights, is in full swing again this year with more than 50,000 lights and the iconic sugar plum salmon on display. They are collecting for the local food bank, so please, if you are able, bring a donation when you come to see this impressive feat of lights and creative ingenuity. This Saturday we will be lucky enough to witness the 5th annual Christmas sale pass if the weather cooperates, so keep those fingers crossed for clear skies. A uniquely coastal holiday experience, we hope to see the decorated and lit boats cruise by Cooper's Green as they depart Merry Island around 4 p.m. It is recommended to show up early and gather with other onlookers and neighbors ahead. The hall will be open, and you can enjoy hot apple cider by the fire generously provided by the Half Moon Bay Community Association. The jam at Cooper's Green, which was written up beautifully last week by the incomparable Linda McMahon, is going strong. This event is running every Saturday down at Cooper's Green Hall starting at 7 p.m. with all welcome to watch or participate. A true community creative meld. As a first responder, I couldn't end this week's column without a few notes on seasonal safety. It is chimney fire season around here, so please make sure if you are burning wood that your chimney has been cleared and maintained, you're not using any accelerants, and you're never leaving your fire unattended. Please feel free to contact me at halfmoonbayhappenings@gmail.com if you have any upcoming events to be featured or want to connect about all things happening in Half Moon Bay.